everybody, to the Don Marshall Show, a show where we talk about current events and hot topics from an LGBTQ perspective. And now, here is your host, Don Marshall. What is going on, everyone? How you all doing? How are you all doing today? Hope you are doing well. Well. Welcome, everybody, to the Don Marshall Show. I am your host for today, Christine. My pronouns are she, her, and welcome. Unfortunately, Don isn't feeling too well today, so he couldn't be here with us, but I am hosting the podcast today. This is the first time I'm doing it alone, so bear with me, be kind, and let's get right to it. So last week, we didn't put out an episode, actually, because Don and myself, along with someone else, was at Beaverton Pride. Wasn't the big Portland Pride, so it wasn't an hour and a half long parade. It was closer to maybe 12, 15 minutes parade, which I like. I like the smaller parades. I can actually see those from beginning to end. Not a lot of corporate sponsorship, and that's good to see. And it was, you know, really accessible for people with disabilities where the booths were. And there were quite a lot of food vendors there, which I approve. Yeah. But it was good. It was a lot of fun. Good to see the community coming together in Beaverton and being able to be a part of that. And I know Don last week actually did his first time up on stage doing a comedy routine, and he was wonderful. He killed it up there. So yeah, I'm hoping to be able to put up a link for that. So yeah, and I also did a stand-up comedy routine, which was fun. I've been doing those. This is my third time up there, I think. Yeah, but it was hot. It was hot last week. Woo! It was, goodness. It was 98 degrees, and where we were doing our stand-up comedy routine, and there was no air conditioner. So, if you didn't think we were sweating up there before, being nervous, we were definitely sweating up there because of the heat. But it was good. It was good. Happens every couple of weeks that they do an open mic night. I look forward to going back there, and we've done going back there too. So let's get into our stories of the week. Alabama is using the Supreme Court of the United States decision on Roe versus Wade to go after gender affirming care. So the state's attorney general office has cited the Dobbs ruling in its effort to ban gender-affirming health care for trans youth and trans adults. Are you even kidding me with this? What? This is ridiculous. How are they going to go after adults now? Because it's not... I don't get it. I don't get it. This is something that LGBTQ advocates have been worried about for decades. And so apparently Alabama is going after parents and doctors who are providing gender-affirming care in court. And they could be punished with up to 10 years in prison, which is just, what? What happened to our freedoms? What happened to our rights? It's just, yeah, it's awful. It's awful. And you know, we can't tolerate this. We need to get into the polls. We need to vote. And yeah, as hard as it seems to overcome the issues we have with voting, we got to get out there. We got to vote. We got to vote this scum out of office. You know, we need to retain our rights. We need to bring back this country to where it's at. And, you know, another story I have is from NBC.com. And 1 in 5 adult members of Gen Z self-identify as LGBTQ. That's 20% of Gen Zers identifying as LGBTQ. That's great. That's great. I love the diversity. I love that this story has come out and you know, it's showing the country as well as the world, like, it's okay to be you. It's okay to be different. You know, do you. Be happy with where you're at in life. Life is too short not to be happy and to do things that make you happy. You know, that's kind of my take on it. And people consider me a leftist, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. All right. So, yeah, I don't really like the political divide that we have in this country. I'm honestly of the opinion that we need to get rid of political parties, and people need to run on their own platforms. We need to get rid of the Republican Party. We need to get rid of the Democratic Party, the Green Party, the, you know, libertarians. We need people to run on their own platform so that we can see, you know, who's going to be a good fit, who's not going to be such a good fit. And I don't know, that's just my personal take on it. And there are people out there who say, oh, socialism is communism, is it's not that easy. And, you know, in my opinion, it's not that easy. Communism is much different than socialism. Although a lot of communist countries have socialist programs, the United States has a lot of socialist programs as well. You know, we have Social Security, we have SSI, SSDI, we have food stamps, we have police department, fire department, we have Medicaid, Medicare. So we have a lot of socialist policies and programs in this country, but that doesn't make us this socialist country. Makes us, you know, we're a capitalistic country. And, you know, that's my whole take on it. But yeah. But it's good to see that more Gen Zers are coming out as LGBTQ, and 20%. Wow. And over the grand scheme of things, in 2021, it's like over 7% of the United States of America is LGBTQ. That's quite a bit. That's quite a bit of the population, considering we have nearly 400 million people that are living in this country. So, yeah, our next story actually comes from Politico.com. And, well, here we go, talking about the Supreme Court of the United States again. Looks like Justice Thomas, Clarence Thomas, has come out in support of reversing same-sex marriage. Now, you know, I talked about this before, that we were really afraid that this is something that was going to become an eventuality if Roe versus Wade was overturned, and our worst fears are confirmed. It's, you know, their wants are what's happening, and it's a scary time. But, you know, I would say keep the faith, keep hope going. We know from past history that it always gets worse before it gets better. So hang in there, folks. Like, this really can't go on forever. This is wild. That's one thing that we've really been worried about. A lot of the Republican judges on the Supreme Court, which there are six of, are doing whatever they want. And it really sucks to see. And unfortunately, we can't vote them out. The only thing I can see, back in the court, it would be a 50-50 split decision most of the time on a lot of the issues that come forth to the Supreme Court. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. And I know in therapy, I've always been taught that you can't fortune tell or future trip on things that haven't happened yet. So let's not go there. Let's let's just kind of see what's going to happen and realize that we are only one person. We can't change the world by ourselves. It takes a majority. That's why I advocate people go out there and vote. But yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing. Taking care of yourself, your mental health is priority, especially in this time when things seem kind of bad. But hang in there, y'all. And looks like Florida's Don't Say Gay law took effect. This is coming from theadvocate.com. And I guess Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, signed a bill back in March, but it took effect on July 1st. So now teachers are prohibited from having their same-sex partners' pictures on their desk. They're prohibited from wearing any rainbow flags or clothing. They're prohibited from talking about LGBTQ issues. And they're following a lot of other states that are attacking LGBTQ people, and it really sucks. It really sucks to see this. But you know, all I can say is they're just setting themselves up for failure, a lot of these states. I remember years ago when North Carolina was, they signed a bill banning transgender people from using the bathroom with the gender they identified with. And it took a year or more for the courts to finally come and say, like, hey, no, that's straight up discrimination. And I know there are a lot of states that are banning transgender athletes right now from competing in school sports, and not even necessarily like competitions, just like physical education. And that's wrong. That's wrong. You know, even in competition, it's wrong. It's not based in science. They're using their religion, they're using their own bias to pass these laws, which is completely ridiculous. And like I've stated before several times, we need to get religion out of politics. We need to get religion out of the courts and the rule of law. Religion is not our law. It is faith, which I'm totally okay with. You know, if you want to worship a certain religion or a certain God, hey, do you. That's part of our First Amendment right. You have freedom of religion. But religion, I don't think, should dictate what happens in the law, public schools, anything that's political. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You know, obviously, like, there's laws that we have on not killing people. Like, yeah, okay, in that case, religion kind of follows that guideline. All right, you know, I'm in support of that, but that doesn't mean that we should go and start discriminating against people. It's just ridiculous, and it needs to stop. Ever since the last, and I'm not going to call it an administration, I'm going to call it a regime, because that's what I feel like it was. Ever since they got rid of the separation of church and state, it's been a big issue. It's been a real big issue. And they're trying to allow, well, they are allowing school prayer now. And, you know, if it's student-led and they're doing it after school, hey, you know, do you. Cool. But if it's the teachers that are leading it, I got a problem with that. Because what about, you know, people who are of other religions that are going to take offense to that? And this kind of, this could be very problematic as well, but, you know, they're opening the floodgates. So who's to say that students or a teacher isn't going to call an after-school group for religious reasons and have like a pagan prayer or a satanic prayer? You know, that's, you know, and no judgment against those religions. I'm cool with that. But let's get the separation of church and state back in it. You know, they want to do stuff after school. It's student-led. Cool. More power to you. Whatever religion you believe in or whatever you practice, no judgments. It's just been a thing that kind of got my craw. Anyways, yeah, what else is going on? It's been kind of nice here. It hasn't been too hot in Portland. It's been probably 70s, maybe low 80s, which is not bad. It's not bad. It's been good for biking. I mean, I don't mind the rain because it keeps everything green, but at the same time, I don't like biking in the rain. I like it when it's kind of sunny, but not too hot because I'm prone to heat exhaustion. So yeah, the weather right now is good. It's decent. And yeah, I actually got a sunburn the other day from being out in the sun with no sunblock because, you know, that was intelligent of me. Or as us white people like to call it, a perfect suntan. I'm kidding. It's terrible. That's terrible. I've been personally working on my YouTube channel, which I just started up. I just started this YouTube. I wouldn't call it a career because I'm not like completely obsessed with it. But now leggings, oh yeah, I am obsessed with those damn things. I actually spent, well, quite a lot of money on leggings last month because they're stretchy and they're good for the gym. But yeah, looking back, I kind of realized, yeah, you spent a little too much, but that's okay. I like the brand and I can't pass up the sale. When the sale is buy one, get two free, like, oh hell, oh bitch, I'm on it. So yeah, I got those the other day and just perfect. They even have a set of leggings and a bra top with the little pride hearts. So I was all over that. I'm like, oh, if anything, I'm just buying it for this. Yeah, so that's good. But my YouTube channel, I have not getting a whole lot of views, but it's good. It's been fun. I actually posted a recent video where I show myself riding, you know, little clips here and there, riding my cargo trike to the grocery store and back. And, you know, I mean, it sounds boring, but a lot of the cycling community, which I'm a part of, is they were all about that. You know, they're seeing like different situations I'm in, cars almost hitting me, you know, just normal bike life stuff. But it's fun. And then of course I posted a couple of my stand-up routines that I did, and kind of funny. The first stand-up routine that I put up on there, I didn't realize my leggings were like starting to fall down, and I'm just like, all right, yeah, the gym's working, but oh god, I see myself on stage, and oh no. So that was slightly embarrassing. But you know, it's all good. We're doing this. All right, so what else? Oh, the music of the week. Alison Panthier, Hardcore. Just listen to this song, and it was good. It was good. Not usually my normal music genre, but I was down. It talks about family, talks about being you, and good song. Highly suggest people go check it out on YouTube. So we are coming towards the end of our podcast now. I know it's only been like 20 something minutes, but we're gonna keep it short and sweet because I am a lame. okay. Hopefully Don will feel better by next week and he will be back on our podcast. Yeah. So I hope everyone is able to take care of themselves this week and enjoy the weather. If it's sunny, and even if it's not, just realize sometimes the doom and the rain, the doom and gloom and the rain keeps everything green, and things do get better. Things do get better. All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in this week, and we shall, we won't see you because this is a podcast. You're not, like, physically seeing me. But we hope you will listen and join in next week. All right, everyone. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Don Marshall Show. Like, share, subscribe, the Facebook, the Instagram, and leave a review on your favorite podcast player. As always, stay safe, stay proud, and stand tall.